What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Downtown LA shooting and the Stingray Shuffle. If any of that piqued your interest, stay tuned because we're going to talk about all that and a whole lot more. This is the LA Local for Monday, August 8th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Anthony Martinez. And I wouldn't go as far as to call myself illustrious, but I appreciate it, Nate. I swear I have some of the best colleagues in the world. Let's get into some of these stories. Starting with a shooting that happened in downtown LA at a party around 1 a.m. Someone opened fire after an argument, leaving two people dead, many wounded, and two people in critical condition. Our John Baird spoke to Mike and Vicky about a grieving father who was at the scene.
I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Vicky Moore. Someone started shooting at a party near downtown Los Angeles early this morning. Two people were killed, six others injured, and a grieving father is trying to understand exactly what happened. John Baird is at the scene. This is just northeast of the 10-110 interchange.
Well, the shooting happened about 1 o'clock this morning. It sounds like there may have been dozens of people at this party, possibly celebrating a birthday. But around 1 a.m., after an argument, shots were fired. Eight people were hit. Six were wounded, two of those critically. And two people ended up dying, including a woman who was pronounced dead at a local hospital and a man who died right here at the scene. I spoke to another man here a few minutes ago. He says he's the father of that victim. His son was the one who died on the spot.
How did you find out about this thing?
2 in the morning, I was asleep. Somebody, one of his friends was with him.
His mom
called me. It was so-called, he was next to him. And when he see him got shot, he laying down. No, he can't move.
He said his son's friend was with his son when his son was shot. And the friend then went home, and that's when the dad got a call from the friend's mother. Police had responded to a call a little earlier, about 11 o'clock last night, and saw a man, an armed man, run into a warehouse where a party was being held. Officers shut down that party and arrested somebody. But then 2 hours later, about 1 o'clock this morning, more than a dozen shots were fired into the crowd here. Some witnesses claim the shots were fired from a red sedan. Police have not yet confirmed that. But again, two people have lost their lives.
You remember the ICE raids that happened in the month of June, right? Of course you do. It was everywhere. Well, recently, our Craig Figner was getting reactions to the second federal court order that halted suspicious ICE raids. Our City Hall reporter, Craig Figner, spoke with LA City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto to see what she expects.
There were numerous ICE raids across Los Angeles City and County last June. They were warrantless. That's the conclusion of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has ruled against the Trump administration. The administration tried to appeal a restraining order which halted the raids in July. LA City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto expects an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And the Ninth Circuit acknowledged that nearly half the population of Los Angeles identifies as Latino or Spanish speaking. You cannot be targeted based on your apparent race or ethnicity. You cannot be targeted because you are hablando español or speaking English with an accent. And you cannot be targeted because of the kind of work that you do.
The judges, were quizzing the government's reason. It was, how they were dressed, what language they were speaking, where they worked. The judges almost used that against the government, saying, you can't do that.
Correct.
Again, the key question, will the Trump administration accept defeat or take this legal battle to the United States Supreme Court? I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
You remember how to do the stingray shuffle, right? Well, in case you missed the instructions from Nate on Friday's episode, RP Dimitrio spoke with Seal Beach Marine Safety Lieutenant Nick Bolton on how to master the stingray shuffle.
Stretches of Seal Beach are a hotspot for such injuries, with up to 15 cases a day happening. The sting comes when a person steps on the bottom feeding rays and their barbed tail lashes out, creating a puncture or a laceration, with the venom causing intense pain and prolonged discomfort. Avoiding the stings is easy, according to Seal Beach Marine Safety Lieutenant Nick Bolin, once you master the stingray shuffle.
You're walking on the bottom and you don't want to pick up your feet at all. You don't want to jump. You just want to keep your feet on the bottom and shuffle your feet. And by shuffling your feet, your vibration, the kicking up of the sand, is scaring the stingrays away from you.
And if you do get stung, head for a lifeguard station, where the treatment is soaking the wound in very hot water, 105 degrees or better, for about an hour to counteract the venom and reduce the pain. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Even if you're not at Seal Beach, try out the Stingray Shuffle, because you never know when you'll need a bus to move. Have you seen Fantastic Four yet? Well, guess what? Some people haven't, and it's unsure if more people will. The film started off strong, but during its second weekend, it only made $40 million, making that a 66% drop. But what happened? Superhero fatigue? Ticket prices too high? Well, that's what award-winning movie critic Scott Manns answered in a conversation with our Mike and Vicky.
Fantastic Four had a great opening weekend, and then not so much.
Not so much
this weekend. Mm. It really dropped off. Like $40 million in the second weekend, that was it. 66% down from the first weekend in theaters. This has been happening with superhero movies lately, especially with Marvel. So again, are we talking the superhero fatigue? Let's bring in our movie critic, Scott Manns.
Scott, you said the chemistry wasn't great in this, so but I don't think we can blame that exclusively.
No, you know, Vicky, it's not the chemistry. And this is a movie that was well reviewed. It's at 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Superman is at 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think the fact, you know, the fact that Fantastic Four fell 66% in its second weekend, just for some comparison, Captain America 4 earlier this year fell 68%. Some of the other Marvel drops, Ant-Man 3, 70%. Thor 4, 67%, The Marvels, 78%. I think the problem here is that you had two big superhero movies opening just 2 weeks apart, which begs the question, what were they thinking? Movies are way more expensive than they used to be, especially with moviegoers paying premium ticket prices for the likes of IMAX and Dolby. And now that people are getting ready to go back to school and they're finishing up their summer vacations, the prospect of spending all that money just 2 weeks in a row like that, there wasn't a must rewatch factor for Fantastic Four. And I think that was the big reason for the drop.
You know, I wonder too, because it's a Marvel movie, if people think like, oh, I have had to have watched now the 20 things leading up to this in order to watch it, which in this particular case is not true. But then I think about the next few movies they're going to make, which probably that applies again. Like, if you've missed out on some of these, then the appetite probably just isn't there for everybody to go and catch up.
Well, that's true, Mike. And, you know, Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel Studios, had a very honest and frank interview with press about a month ago where he said, yeah, you know, we cannibalized ourselves. We had too many movies opening. And then all the shows on Disney Plus, people just couldn't keep up with everything. And when they missed a bunch of shows on Disney Plus and then a new movie opens and they know that some of those characters from the shows are in the new movies, they're not going to rush out and see the movie because they feel like they've already missed out. So Kevin Feige knows that they had to scale back, focus on quality over quantity. And that's why there's going to be a big break before this Fantastic Four and the next Marvel movie. You have the new Spider-Man movie, which just started filming. That's not opening till next summer. And the next two Avengers films don't even open until, well, the end of 2026 is the first one.
You know, Scott, I feel like there are so many things that are coming together now that are impacting this. There was a piece, an opinion piece in the Washington Post today with the headline, America is becoming a nation of homebodies. I used to take my kids to these movies all the time. I was excited to see them. They were excited to see them. But I can't pry them away from YouTube and their video games much anymore.
Leave me alone, Mom.
Right? I mean, I don't know that there's the desire for them.
Well, that's a great, great point, Vicky. So many of the millennials and the Gen Zers are watching content on their phones. They're on YouTube. They're definitely on TikTok. So the challenge for the studios that release these studio movies is to get the content to those millennials and Gen Zers so they will go out and see these movies. And sure, the pandemic affected everything. People got used to staying home. But younger people, they just want to watch stuff on their phones and they don't want to go to the movies. And that's been the big challenge. I think there is a lot of factors here, you know, with Fantastic Four. People felt like it wasn't as good as Superman. Movies are too expensive. And actually, I did a poll on my ex account, Movie Mance, where people said they were kind of sick of Pedro Pascal because he's been
everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
He's been in everything. Yes. All right. Movie critic Scott Mance. Movie Mance there. Thanks.
I love Shakira. And you want to know how I know that's true? Because my hips don't lie. One lucky fan tonight will be the 10th millionth guest at SoFi Stadium tonight at 5 p.m. This will be part of Shakira's Las Mujeres No Lloran tour, which translates to The Women Don't Cry Anymore. Prizes for being the 10th millionth guest will be a life-size commemorative ticket, exclusive merch, two NFL preseason tickets at SoFi, compliments of Ticketmaster, and VIP access to Boosty Bellows Field Level Cabana, including complimentary food and beverages. The second show will be tomorrow, Tuesday, August 5th. Good luck, y'all. This has been your LA Local for Monday, August 4th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thank you so much for listening. Tuesday's host will be Jack of All Trades, Nick Vinay. That's it for me. Take care, everyone.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.